This is Snips editor Michael McConnell. Welcome to another Snips podcast. It's no secret that women are underrepresented in the construction industry in general, and sheet metal and HVAC work in particular. But that's not to say there aren't women out there who are enjoying their careers in the heating and cooling industry. For this month's podcast, I interviewed two of them, Nikki Liddy and Michelle Mealy, the co-founders of Chicago-based Windy City Women in HVAC. I wanted to find out how they learned about the industry and just how their group is boosting the profile of female HVAC engineers, technicians, and sheet metal workers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Okay, and we're here now with Nikki Liddy and Michelle Mealy with Windy City Women in HVAC, and it's a Chicago-based HVAC group. Nikki and Michelle, how are you guys doing?
Doing great.
So just so myself and my listeners know, can you guys tell me a little bit about the group and its background and how it came to be, all that kind of stuff?
Sure. This is Michelle speaking. And we came about because we just felt that women need to be noticed a little bit more. Plus, we also felt that during today's economy, when things are down, we wanted an organization that could spark the attention of women and gather us together on a happy note. We also felt that, also with the technology today, people really don't know what people look like. Everything is fast. It's through an email or a text. So Nikki and I got together one night and decided that we would start an organization of women in the industry. And it doesn't matter what your role is, as long as you are a female in heating, ventilating, and air conditioning. So we put out a mass email to everybody we knew just to get interest, and the response was overwhelming. So we came up with the name of Windy City Women because we are Chicago-based, and kind of just evolved from there. We now have over 85 girls. We're entering our third year, and March 1st starts the beginning of our third year. And what we do is we have four quarterly meetings. We have a hard topic and a soft topic. And a hard topic means we find someone in the industry to sponsor us, whether it be a supplier, a contractor. And what they do is they basically pay for our meetings, and they tell us about themselves and what we do. So that's an educational portion of our meeting. So all of the girls are learning, sometimes not always what's in their field, but it's still an interest to them. We've learned about cranes, we've learned about valves, so just all ends of the HVAC industry. Then we have a soft topic, and that's our fun topic. And that's where we've had somebody from What Not to Wear come and, you know, teach the girls what's right and wrong. We've had a self-defense karate expert. We've had a MAC makeup artist, things like that. Just a fun thing. But probably our most beneficial meeting was a meeting not by a supplier, actually. It was held at Cooper's Hawk Winery, and it was kind of just a party for each other. And what we did was we had each person stand up and introduce who they were, what they do in the industry, and how they got started in the industry. And it was so much fun because people were like, oh my gosh, oh, you're Nikki Liddy, that's what you look like. And new friendships were made, long-lasting friendships will be around forever. And jobs have been found for the girls that were out of work. So we feel pretty proud of what we've done here.
So you mentioned you had an overwhelming response when you first put out the call for this group. Women are not that well represented in construction at all. How were you able to find, you know, other women that were in the industry?
Well, I think between the two of us, I'm actually a contractor and Nikki is a supplier. I've been in the business for 35 years.
Okay.
I got into it when I was 2 years old. So I think just our own personal contacts that we have, and then those contacts, you know, emailed their friends, and it kind of evolved from there. But I have to say that we're not a man-bashing organization. We are proud of the men in our industry. And 90% probably of our girls are in work for a company that is male-owned. We do have some female organizations as well. But yes, are there times when, you know, girls are not taken or females are not taken for real because they are a female or they walk onto a job site with heels and a skirt? Absolutely. But, you know, these are things that we're probably going to face for the rest of our lives, just as men would face walking into a female industry. That's just life. But we're proud of our men, we're proud of our women, we're proud of our industry.
Is part of your group's goal to make more women aware that, you know, this is a career you could consider? Since, like I said, you don't see a lot of women in HVAC or in construction, and nor do a lot of women even think about it, you know, when they're growing up, this is some place I could perhaps have a career one day.
This is Nikki. I definitely think for sure. I've been in the industry for 9 years, and over the years, I've definitely seen a lot more women out and about. As a supplier, I'm in the mechanical contractor's office every day, and I used to be the only woman salesperson in the drawing rooms, and now I'm seeing tons of women in sales and on job sites. I mean, you name it. Our ladies range wide spread of different jobs in the industry, and they're continuing to grow. I actually just got a phone call this morning from a contractor saying that they have a lady that just joined their organization, and she's 24, and she's a drafter, and she would love to meet more women in the industry. And these are the kinds of phone calls that we get, you know, on a weekly basis. We also get a lot of phone calls for people looking for other women to do different positions in the industry, and we've actually been able to give a lot of our ladies leads on jobs and help other ladies join the industry. So that's really important to us, to get more ladies in the industry and have them really enjoy the, you know, HVAC side, because there's so many different things you can do.
Well, Nikki and Michelle, how did you guys find yourselves? Are you ladies, you women, I should say, find yourselves in the industry? I know, Michelle, you mentioned it was in your family, but how did you decide, this is where I want to make a career, this is where I want to make a life?
This is Michelle, and no, I never said it was in my family. I said I've just been in it for 35 years.
Oh, I apologize.
I started when I was two, that's what I said.
Oh, that's what I mentioned, okay, that's what I thought. I misunderstood, sorry.
I actually just answered an accounting ad, and I didn't get into it because it was HVAC. I got into it because I liked the accounting role, and it was with a very, very small company that I helped take from like $500,000 up to $25 million over a course of 25 years. And I do have to say that when I did start that long ago, it was a whole lot different than it is today. I think over the past 10 years, women are taken a little more realistically for who they are. They're not taken because they are a woman in the industry. There's actually like pipe fitters and sheet metal workers and females that are actually in the field now.
Yeah.
The unions love that too, because they're considered a minority, which bothers me. I don't want to be hired because we're a minority. I want to be hired for a job because of our knowledge. So the word minority kind of bothers me.
Okay.
But getting back to the original question, there are women in every aspect of this organization now. And I just feel that today we're equal. Like I said, there's architects, engineers, and of course there's still the men and the women that butt heads because of their race or sex or whatever, but that's definitely not what Windy City Women is all about.
Last time I did a story about this, you know, looked into some studies, and the percentage of women that are in construction in general, not just HVAC in particular, is quite small, and it stayed very small for decades. Is that starting to change a little bit? Are you starting to see, at least anecdotally, that there is more women? You mentioned that there's a lot out there you talk to, a lot of other females. Is that something you're really seeing in the Chicago area? It's growing?
This is Nikki.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely seeing it growing in every part of the HVAC industry. Like I said, we get phone calls, emails constantly looking for women to do different jobs. And we're even seeing more women in the unions. We'll get phone calls from the unions asking, you know, if there's a position for a lady. And every year, our membership has grown. We started with 45 women, and 3 years later, we're at 85. And we have even started, you know, this year's membership. So we plan to hit easily 100 this year, and that's just over a three-year period. And that's not even all the ladies in the industry. There's
right.
Probably more that we haven't hit yet.
And this is Michelle.
Okay.
And, you know, Michael, I have to say that I think more women are going into the engineering field today. You know, it's not, women aren't in the domestic life like they used to be years ago. Women are more educated, they're working, they're having children later in life. So it's giving them the opportunity to get out and be in the working building world instead of the domestic world. And like I said, the engineers, we have so many architects and engineers who are females as well. And we actually have a couple of them that are members of us. I really do think that women have come a long way. And again, I think with all of the discrimination laws, it has helped as well. So you're not going to get that scuttle that you used to hear when a woman walked on the job site, just because whether it's a man, a woman, or whoever it is, I think they're a little more cautious as to what is said.
I mean, that kind of ties into what I was going to bring up. I did a story a few years ago on a woman who's is a sheet metal worker, last time I heard, and she's been one since the 70s, and she loved the job. She answered an ad. The ad said something along the lines of women and minorities are encouraged to apply. It was an ad in the paper. And she goes down there and applies, and the guy says, well, I didn't write that ad. I'm not encouraging you to apply at all. And she felt she had a lot of hostility on the job, at least for a few years, until she proved herself. Do you guys still hear about those kind of stories, or is that pretty much in a previous bygone era?
This is Michelle.
Okay.
Not at all. I really don't hear of that at all, Michael. You hear of somebody not doing a good job because their performance isn't well, but that could be a man, a woman, it could be a dog. I really don't feel that women are discriminated against as much as they were. I'm not going to say they're not totally discriminated against, because there are situations where you just get the old school men who just don't want to take their coats off and say, hey, let me shake this woman's hand. She knows as much as I do. Mm-hmm. But that's going to happen. And we do talk about that. But again, we talk about it in a professional way, so we're not discriminating against our men.
And you mentioned female engineers and architects getting jobs in the industry. As part of what your job, Windy City Women in HVAC, is part of what they do trying to make sure that these new graduates, these new architects and engineers are aware of the industry?
This is Michelle. Not really. We do have a website, Michael, and I think that we are, because we're so new and just getting in, just starting our third year, we are more by word of mouth.
Okay.
And I think what has happened is when a company hires a female, they'll say, hey, I want you to get involved in this Windy City Women organization. They're a great organization. They promote women in the industry. They're educational. They're fun. It's about sisterhood. It's about just being a woman.
Okay. How are these women today finding out about the industry?
Well, I think there's a lot of job fairs, just as there would about any industry. The, what can I say, business owners, I guess, go to the different colleges, College of Engineering, and they'll promote who they are and hope to take on an educated person, whether it's a male or a female. But that is how women are getting into the business. But I do have to say, I was just contacted by a business owner saying that they have positions open from administrative to project management, and they're looking for somebody with certain types of qualities, not necessarily HVAC, and did we know anybody? So I sent out a mass emailing to all of our girls who are sending it out to their friends, and hopefully we'll get some more females involved.
Mm. Okay, very, very good. You two have been in the industry for a while, as you mentioned earlier in this call. What do each of you like about working in the HVAC industry?
This is Nikki. I have to say, I've made a lot of really, really close friends that I consider family in the industry over the years. I would also say I'm very proud to be in the Chicagoland area, seeing buildings that we're doing, you know, new, old, whatever, and that we've had an impact on heating and cooling those buildings. Especially when we've had these really, really serious winters, it's nice to know that we're making sure that we're heating and cooling the buildings and the schools. And, you know, because of us, they're able to live in a comfortable environment.
Okay.
This is Michelle.
Okay.
I absolutely love this industry. And I have to say that I did find challenges in the beginning years ago. And I had an old school boss who basically told me if I was going to be challenged being a female in this industry. And I am a person who loves people. And he told me I had to be careful with the way I address certain people so I wouldn't be taken wrong. And I was a little taken back by his words in the beginning, but as I grew older, I realized what he was saying was correct. I don't want to be taken as a female or talked to because I am a female. I want to be talked to because I'm educated in the field. And through that, I have made so many friends. friends and so many contacts who are males and females as well. And I've developed, I feel, a pretty strong name for myself. And again, that's why I wanted to help educate more of the younger girls coming in. I do love it because I feel like I have gotten to meet people face to face. I'm an old school kind of girl. Technology is great, texting, emailing is great, but I would prefer to meet you face to face, shake your hand, and make you want to contact me for me. I want people to call me up the next day and say, Michelle, it was great meeting you. And I feel over the years that is what has happened. I met Nikki through this industry, and we are the best of friends. We're sisters. So that's one reason and probably one of the best reasons that I could say I'm proud to be in the industry.
Well, earlier you mentioned that the group has a website, and I thought maybe you'd want to give out the website or the email or both if people hear this and they're interested in learning more about the group, especially if they're in the Chicago area.
Sure, our website is wcw-hvac.com. And on there they can go and see everything that we've did over the years. One more thing that I'd love to tell you about, Michael, is that we do a fundraiser every year. And we involve the entire industry, male and female. One of our girls, not last year, but the year before, had a brain aneurysm and was struggling financially. And we reached out. We had an event, and we raised over $10,000 for her. And we brought it to her at Christmas time. Now I'm going to get emotional. She didn't know we were coming. One of our other girls said some elves were coming for Christmas, and Nikki and I went to her house and presented her and her husband with this check. And she had no hair, and she was hiding her face. And we told her that she was beautiful no matter what. And when we gave her the check, you know, the tears just rolled down her face, and she couldn't thank us enough. So we're special in that way. Last summer, we had an event, and we raised money for PAWS, for all the dogs who just don't stand a chance, dogs and cats. And the year before that, we had an event and raised money for our soldiers suffering from PTSD.
So there's a big charitable component to your organization, too.
Yes.
Okay.
And you'll be able to see that on the website. There's also contact information, and there's a membership information.
And our email is wcw.hvac@gmail.com.
Okay, very good.
We also have a Facebook. It's Windy City Women in HVAC, or maybe you put Windy City Women, it'll pop up. We also have a Twitter, and we also have a LinkedIn. Pretty much on all social media, if you just type in Windy City Women and HVAC, everything should pop up.
It should pop up on LinkedIn and Twitter just by doing that then. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else that you'd like to mention about the group?
Nothing more than just to say how proud we are. We took a dream and we made it come true. And I think that we're helping a lot of the girls in the industry find who they are, meet friends and sisters that they never had, and put a face and a handshake to their hellos over the email.
And if you're a lady in the HVAC industry and you're listening to this, please, please, please contact Michelle or I, and we would love to have more ladies join, and we'd like to grow the organization and really expand us ladies.
Now, would that be just women that are in the greater Chicago area, or would you take a member from a little further out?
Yeah, we would take members from other places. We've had people call from Ohio. We've had people call from Oklahoma, and
the only disadvantage to that is the meetings that we have are local here. Now,
yeah.
We do let them know, you know, a month in advance, save the date, so if they can come in, that would be great. But, yeah, we're open to the country. We're open to the world, actually. We are the world.
Well, Nikki and Michelle, thank you so much for taking this time to talk to me today and to educate our listeners a little bit about what your group is all about and what women are doing in the industry right now. Because I think sometimes people just forget that there are women out there that have been in this industry and continue to get into the industry.
Okay. And again, Michael, we want to thank you as well for, you know, letting us be known, and just want to reiterate one more time that we are women in the industry, but very, very proud to be working in an industry with all walks of life, all races, all sexes. We're not about discrimination. We're just about promoting women.
And that is, the website again is www.wcw-hvac.com, right?
Correct.
Okay. Thanks again, ladies.
Thank you.
Have a great afternoon.
And that's it for this month's podcast. If you are a woman involved in sheet metal or HVAC work, email me at McConnellM@bnpmedia.com. That's McConnell, followed by an M as in Michael, at B as in boy, N as in Nancy, P as in Paul, and then the word media.com. Thanks for listening to this month's podcast. I'm Snips editor Michael McConnell.